KSL News Time 6:29. Another check of triple team traffic on this Wednesday morning. Back to you, Andy Farnsworth.
And Brian, northbound I-15 looking good as you head from Draper to Salt Lake City. We have a crash on southbound 15 in Salt Lake City, but it's about 1700 south. The HOV lane right now blocked by emergency vehicles, and there's a bunch of tire debris there as well. So just be careful. People are merging out over the double white line, as they should, because of the crash. But don't let that cause a secondary crash. Eric Butler.
I-15 in solid shape, moving northbound from Spanish Fork, Springville, all the way up through Lehigh and Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road, a little bit more congested now at SR-73. If you see something happening, be a traffic trooper. Let us know. 575-5683. Heather?
Well, we've got a crash southbound I-15 at 700 south in Clearfield. It's over on the left side of the freeway, and cars are definitely slowing down, nearly stopped in some places, and it's backing up toward the 650 north exit around Hill Air Force Base. So that's going to take you an extra 5 minutes or so to get through. Once you do, you're back at freeway speeds the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake with no delays on Legacy Parkway. The new George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Theater downtown will open this fall on October 21st and 22nd. To find out more or purchase tickets, visit Eccles Theater.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.